the things that come from Narcotics Anonymous, man. And just by doing a little bit of work, you know, I got 26 years and some months clean. But in recovery part, if I was to break that down, I'd probably end up with about 7 or 8 years recovery. You know, because sometimes I get caught up in the shit, but I got enough to stay clean. I know enough to stay clean. You know, regardless what happened, I know staying clean got to come first. I can stay clean with a wife or without her. I can stay clean with money or without it. With a job or without, it don't matter. As long as I stay clean, I got my spirit. I got some things inside of me that makes me a millionaire. Over and over again, I'm talking about my spirit from working them steps, especially in that new step guide. Gave me an opportunity to get my own PhD in spirituality or who I am. You know that I ain't got to react to your reactions or something. I ain't got to react just because you react. You know what I mean? I've learned a lot, man. Like, you know, cutting people off. My job now, man, is to be the best human being that I could be. You know what I mean? And a lot of times I don't think of that, but it's coming quicker. The more I work the steps, the more I get with my sponsor, the more I sponsor people, and I try to be the best that I can be. You know, because it ain't about what's outside of me. It's what's in my heart. You know what I mean? And a lot of times I see stuff and I realize that it's just an illusion. You know, oh, I can't do without that big screen TV. Okay? I can't do without it. Now I'm figuring out ways to get it. Then my recovery kick in. You can't afford that. That ain't even my priority. You understand what I'm saying? Now that illusion is gone because it was an illusion. You understand what I'm saying? Because inside of me, I just got to have that woman. But when she reject my ass, it's just an illusion. You understand what I'm saying? It's just an illusion. Everything outside of myself, it is illusions to help me to get where I need to go. And the steps guide me to get there once I surrender. Once I surrender to the process that I'm powerless over my addiction, I become empowered. It says that we were powerless. It didn't say we were powerless. It said we were. But once you accept the fact that you, hey, you become empowered, man, to do whatever you want to do. It don't matter. You know, me and my friend Art, we just started a business. I'm damn near 60 and he 50. Shit, we started a roofing business. And he's the mechanic and I'm the goddamn laborer. Hey, look, but I do what I want. I want to get paid. I ain't got no PhD. I ain't got no whole lot. I do what the hell I got to do. And God has given me the energy, goddamn, to hump it up the ladder. I'm doing what I got to do. And eventually, because you understand what I'm saying? I need to create this. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to fall on me. I realize that life don't happen to me. Life happens through me. It's what I do. I can't blame no point the fingers at nobody about my situation. I created it. The good as well as the so-called bad, for the lack of a better name. It's just a process. It is what it is. Excuse me. It is what it is. You know, and I don't beat that. I still go to meetings. I tell you, the people that stay here, they make meetings on a regular basis. You know, they don't let life get in the way of not showing up here. Because everything that I got, everything that I am today is a direct result of coming here in Narcotics Anonymous, giving it away. You know what I mean? Because I tell the universe that I got it. So the universe gives it back to me. It's nothing foreign and strange about that. But when I tell the universe I don't have it, guess what? I don't have it. I don't have it. You know what I mean? So I understand the signs of things. It only happens to me because that's what I create. You know what I mean? I get what I get because I think what I think. If I think negative thoughts, that's what I get in my life, a bunch of negative bullshit. But once I think positive, the universe ain't got no choice but to give me what I think. You know, and how that happens is that the steps help me change my thinking. You know, it helps me to change my thinking. It all points to spirituality. It all talks about not the big I, you know, but the us, the we. It's the we thing. You know, it's about giving, not getting. It's about forgiving, you know, and once I get to them common denominators, man, in my life, man, it becomes much, much more clearer, you know what I mean? You ever had the good feeling, man, of helping somebody? Man, is that a great feeling or what? You know, and then the person that you think that you're helping, no, they think that you're helping them, but really you're helping yourself. Because that's how it goes. I can't help me unless I help you. That's how I demonstrate that which I have. How can I experience love if I don't? The same door that gives it is the same door that receives it. There's only one door. So if I got the door to receive open, I can't really give it because mine is shut. You know, and I realized that only through this process. Only through this process of recovery. And if you're new in this process of recovery, give yourself a break. They talk about habits. We can create a habit, they say in 30-something days, but we say in Narcotics Anonymous 90 days. If you're new, give yourself 90 days to work this process and to work it. Have a sponsor first, have a home group, have a little support network, have some things going on for you, and then do what we do for 90 days, and on the 91st day, see what your results will be. If you like me, being an addict, your ass will be the same thing. Because shit, I can get a habit in a week. Don't take me 90 days to get a habit. And if you don't think you're an addict or you think you can do this without on willpower or do it alone, I'll tell you what you do when you leave here if you think you can do that. Go to the drugstore and get a box of X-Lax. Chew them bad boys and will yourself not to shit. Now, if you can do that, maybe you are the exception. But the rule is, if you eat a box of X-Lax, hey, you better stay close to home. You see what I'm saying? And maybe you might not be an addict. You know what I mean? Maybe you can have one. But I ain't never had one or nothing. You know what I mean? I know I'm an addict. I love Oreo cookies, my favorite cookies in the whole world. I should get three rolls. You know, three rolls? I get the pack, or open them up. They'll set me a roll down. I said, damn, that's two rolls. Let me get a half of that other roll. See how am I thinking? Now, I ain't even watched the program yet. I don't down them. And I'm thinking about the other row and a half. But damn, I'll go get that other whole row. Now, there's only six cookies left. And I'm thinking after I eat them, I ain't going to eat the whole six. I'll eat three. But somebody in the house will say, damn, you know Alexander ate them all the whole pack of cookies? But if I leave three... You know what I'm saying? I'm already got a stomach ache already. But I can't stop. I can't stop once I start on obsessing if I ain't got no tools. I'm in jail. I used to get heartburn a lot. And a guy said, yeah, you can use baking soda and cold water. That'll help you. He gave me a little envelope full of it. So, shit. They raided my cell the next month. I had a whole case. Now, you don't get high off just baking soda. But it made me belch. So I had a little feeling going on. That old case of that shit. They was getting ready to call me a kingpin dope seller in jail because I had a case of that shit. So I ain't using it. I used that for, well, why would you need a whole case? My addict. That's the way I think. You know, it took me about 5 or 6 years to stop looking at people's car, breaking habits. You know, you walk down. You know what I mean? On a date, girl. What are you looking for? You know, it's just habits, man, that I had to, you know, replace with other things, you know, in my life, man. It's just, you know, some of the generic stuff, man, that lets me identify that I'm an addict. You know, I was on the interferon. It didn't work the first time. Then I went on the Pegasus and other pills and I was on it for a year, and I was like, oh, man, I'm suffering like a dog. But you know when I done the last shot, I had to mentally detox from not, because I was so used to taking them pills every morning and taking that shot on Sunday that I missed it. And I had to go and talk about, you know what I mean? Because every time I took a shot, damn, I felt that. I didn't feel shit. But it's my mind. So the disease is right here. The disease ain't outside of me. So I can obsess on anything. That's why I keep showing up. Because when I don't show up, I break out. Greatest Ford, Jessup Cut, the Nut House, if I'm lucky. If I'm not so lucky, I'll still be out there using. You know, and I don't want to do that anymore. You know, if you don't have the tools of recovery, you know, we got a lot of literature today, man. And we made it off a lot of literature. We made it off the literature like, you know, little pamphlets, sponsors to make up shit. And, you know, now you don't have to do it. We got literature. We got real literature, Narcotics Anonymous literature. And I'm not one of them people talking, well, I don't know. I followed the guidelines. I remember when the second or third tradition came out, I was reading it like it was in the first tradition, and the guy came and said, you know what you're doing? You're resisting change. And it's always about change. The universe is changing. Life is changing. If you don't change with it, it'll change for you. So you either go with it or it'll drag your ass. One or the other. I choose to go with it. All the changes that we make in Narcotics Anonymous, I'm with that. You know what I mean? Because this is about change. You know, I can't read the first tradition in here. I got to read the fifth tradition in here. I got to do steps out of the step guide that God allowed some other addicts to put together. I read that literature. I work from that literature. You know, that's where I work from. You know, and I try to use this language that we have here in Narcotics Anonymous. And I think that's one of the reasons that God allowed me to stay clean as long as I have. Because I didn't think I could get a day clean, not alone 26 years and some months. You know, and I don't try to get the big head ice. You wouldn't know how much clean time I had if I didn't tell you. You know, because I try, because I don't want to be put on a pedestal. I know this is a dinosaur thing, and I'm glad other people were here with a lot of clean time also, because I don't want to be separated from you. You know, I don't want the separation to be clean time. A lot of people get intimidated because people got clean. I got to do the same thing you've done this morning. Get up and read your meditation, pray, talk to somebody else, work, do whatever you have to do. Whatever you do. I have to do the same things. There ain't nobody exempt. You get 20 years old, now you can just do one meeting a week. I didn't use one day a week. I used every day. So I should try to base my program on how I use. 5 minutes? Oh, no. Thanks. Am I right? If I said something wrong here, hey, I'm telling you how I done it. And when things got so bad, my ass was on the ground, you know what? I had enough ammunition. I had enough things in the bank. People. I had you in the bank. Hell, I ain't seen you. Hell, because that medicine had me isolating. I don't know how many of you guys got hepatitis C, but it ain't the worst thing we could have. I don't know how many people got HIV virus or got AIDS. It ain't the worst thing we could have. We can live with it. We ain't got to die from. We can live with, because ain't nothing promised to nobody. Any of us can walk out of here and fall dead. So we got, this is about life. This ain't about death. If you found this fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous, you're in the right place. This is about living. And all that's going to do for you is give you some more experience. Now I got empathy of people that got depression, or women that suffer from what's that eating disorder thing. Because, man, I went from eating everything to not eating nothing. So bulimic and anorexia, I can identify with that shit now. Depression, I can identify with that kind of stuff now. You know what I mean? By, through my own process, I pull the positive from being on that medication. So it ain't a bad thing if you're suffering from something and sitting up here and scared to tell somebody or share it with somebody. Hey, free yourself, but we can help you. It's better to let 100 people know what my problem is and break it up into 100 pieces than to walk around with it and suffering and dying from it. Let somebody know. Let us carry you. Let us share that pain. You ain't got to have 100% of it. You can break it up into little pieces. We all can carry it. You know, Lord, I've had the deaths, the medicine, the lost the wife, the home, and all that crap. That stuff don't mean nothing if that's my world. You know what I mean? Got to let that shit go. Surrender to live. You know, if a relationship is holding you up, hey, you got to reevaluate. Money is holding you up. You need to reevaluate. You know, if you got a whole lot of affairs and it can't get you to a meeting, you need to drop some of them affairs. You got too much shit going on when you can't reach out and help another addict. You got too much going on. Remember, you got to give it away to keep it. Now, that's the bottom line. And I guarantee you, the people that show up today for this dinosaur jam, that is their motto, to give it up. And you ain't got to do the things maybe when you first came around. I got sponsees. If I can't do it, here's Hickey Doo's number. Here's Spivin Gates. Hey, listen, I need you to do so-and-so. I need you to go here. I need you to go there. You know what I mean? Pass it on. And that's the way it works. I thank the committee for asking me to do this and thinking enough of me. If you didn't think enough, I'd think enough of me. Sure. I really do. They invite me down here to be a part of this spectacular affair. You know, being able to be one of the dinosaurs. I'm going to tell you this joke and I'm going to shut up, right? this old guy, he was really old. He was walking down the road and he seen this frog, and the frog said, "Help me, help me." So he picked the frog up. And the frog said, "Really, I'm a princess, and if you kiss me, I'll adore you and be with you the rest of my life." So he took the frog, put it in his pocket. So he walked in, the frog said, "Hey, hey." So he took it out. "What?" He said, "Did you hear what I said? I'm a beautiful princess. If you kiss me, I'll love you and protect you and be with you and take care of you all my life." He said, "Shit, at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog." Come down.